Hi, and welcome to this demo of the new feature that's been released for the Google Home from Google. And that, of course, is the ability to be able to play audiobooks, now that they're available on the Play Store from Google, on your Google Home, not to mention on your iOS or Android device. And I should mention, on iOS, whilst you can sample and play the books on your iOS device, i.e. iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, you can't actually buy the books through the app. You can only listen to a sample. If you're on Android, smartphone or tablet, of course, you can have the full Play Store experience within the app there. So you can sample, add them to your wish list, and buy the books as well. And of course, you can also buy the audiobooks via the Play Store website. And that's what I'm going to do for this demo. So I'm going to log into the Play Store website, which is play.google.com. Purchase a book, and then I'll show you how to then read it, as Google says, or listen to it on your Google Home. And we'll go through some of the commands that you can use to control the audiobook when you're listening to it, and how to change books and that sort of stuff. I'm going to be using my Mac with Safari.
Location.
Type in play.google.com.
Selected.
And hit enter.
Audible.com/store. Google Play. Web content. Google Apps. Collapse button. Search combo box.
And I'm going to buy my son another book for Harry Potter. So I'm going to do
Harry Potter. Chamber of Secrets.
And hit enter.
Secrets. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Google Play group.
And let me just go down the page by hitting.
Heading level 2 items. Link. Audiobooks. Link. Check out more content from audiobooks.
And go down.
Link. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
And there we go. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Link. J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
Was $43.95, now reduced to $39.95, $39.95 button.
So it's been reduced from $43 to $39. That's the buy button, so I'm going to select
press buy. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, web dialogue.
And of course, I've already signed in on my Mac to the Play Store already.
Select payment method, collapse, pop-up button, cancel button, buy audiobook button.
And I'm going to select buy audiobook.
Press buy audiobook button, please wait. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets has been added to your library. Use the Google Play Books app to listen to your audiobooks on Android phones and tablets. Get the app, link, close, play, link, web dialogue.
Okay, and if I wanted to, I can press play.
Web content. Google Play, web content. Link, Google Play Books.
Okay, and there's the book playing, but for the moment, I'm going to stop it.
Close all windows, visit, link, play.
And I've just come back to the initial play screen that I selected on. So let's just try this on Google Home. So first of all, I've just started playing a book, so I can actually say to Google Home, okay, Google, read my audio book.
Okay, reading Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets on Google Play Books. I'll go back to where you stopped last time. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets by J.K. Rowling. Read by Stephen Fry. An unabridged performance brought to you by Pottermore from J.K. Rowling.
Chapter 1. The Worst Birthday. Not for the first time, an argument had broken out over breakfast.
Stop. Okay, so if you've already been listening to an audio book, in this time, okay, on my Mac, you can restart your last book by just saying read, rather than listen to, audio book name. Or I can ask for a specific name. So I've already bought the first book in the Harry Potter series for Google Home at least. So I can say, okay, Google, read Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
All right, I'll start Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone from where you left off playing on Google Play Books.
Proud to say that they were perfectly normal, thank you very much. They were the last people
Google.
You'd expect to be in...
Next chapter.
Chapter 2. The Vanishing Glass.
Okay, Google. Previous chapter.
Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal.
And
thank you very much.
When it's playing, of course,
they were
you
the
can
last
say,
people
okay,
you'd
Google.
Expect to be involved.
how much time is left?
There's about 8 hours and 43 minutes left.
Than anything strange or mysterious.
And of course, they just
didn't hold.
Who wrote this?
This is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, written by J.K. Rowling.
With such nonsense. Mr. Dursley was the director of a firm called Grubbings, which...
Pause. And of course, if I wanted to, and I want to do it for this demo, I could actually say read book and then on device. So I could say dining room speaker, lounge room speaker, master bedroom, bathroom, blah, 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 where I've got all my Google Home, Google Home Minis and Chromecast audio devices spread around the house. And now I've paused it, I can actually resume. So I can say, okay, Google, resume.
He was a big, beefy man with hardly any neck.
And although you can also set a sleep time, so I can say...
Mrs. Dursley was thin and blonde and...
Go to sleep in 10 seconds.
Office speaker will stop playing in 10 seconds.
And of course, you can say minutes, of course, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50, etc. And there it goes, it's just gone to sleep. And let me just say, okay, Google, read my audio book.
Okay, reading Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone on Google Play Books. I'll go back to where you stopped last time.
Very useful, as she spent so much of her time creaming over garden fences,
spying on the neighbours. So I can say, okay, so I can do this.
The Dursleys had a small son called...
Skip forward 2 minutes.
Act out of number four's drive. It was on the corner of the street.
Which is very nice, and of course I can say...
the first sign of something peculiar.
Skip back 2 minutes.
Wanted. But they also had a secret.
Okay, Google.
And their greatest...
Go back 1 minute.
Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal.
Very, very cool indeed.
They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious, because they just didn't hold with such nonsense.
Okay, Google. Stop. So at the moment, you can't speed up the book itself using Google Home. You can certainly do things like I've just demoed. Ask for a specific audiobook. Read your last audiobook that you were listening to on another device or on Google Home. Start and stop. Resume, pause. Go to previous or next chapter, skip ahead and back by, you know, minutes and seconds. Set a sleep timer for minutes and seconds. Ask who the author of the book is and how long the book has got to play, as in time remaining. So, you know, it's a really good start on the implementation of listening to an audio book on the Google Home. And my sons love it because they can actually pipe, because I've got Google Homes and Minis and Chromecast all around the house, so they can just start a book playing and pipe it to wherever they're sitting in the house. So they're really enjoying the fact now that they can listen to audiobooks via Google Home. I'm going to just start my book again. I'm going to reload. Hey Google, read Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
All right, I'll start Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets from where you left off, playing on Google Play Books.
At number 4, Privet Drive. Mr. Vernon Dursley had been woken in the early hours of the morning by a loud hooting noise from his nephew.
And there we go.
Harry's
so
room.
I will keep listening
third
to my book, but
week,
say to you for the moment,
across the table.
As always,
if you can't
thanks for listening,
that owl,
and bye for
it
now.
Have to go.